The Botswana Civil Society Solidarity Coalition for Zimbabwe, or BOCIScores, says the brutal beating of ordinary Zimbabweans during recent peaceful protests should stop. The organization spokesperson, Tlhasetso Phalime, says it is time for Botswana President and SADC Chairperson Ian Khama to act on the unfolding Zimbabwe crisis.
We have obviously, as BOCIScores, we feel that it's important that the head of SADC intervene, but obviously we can't take initiative on our own. Because at the end of the day, SADC is an organization which has members. So we're hoping that other member states will also feel that it's important for SADC to intervene.
The coalition urged the Zimbabwe government to uphold the rule of law in the face of rising dissent, where protests have been the order of the day. BOCIScores, which brings together trade unions, human rights groups such as the Tshanelo, Botswana Council of Churches and other non-governmental organizations, says the President Robert Mugabe government must restore the rule of law. BOCIScores says the government should reverse a recent import ban on certain goods, which it argues denies many Zimbabweans, particularly cross-border traders, a decent living in the face of rising unemployment. Additionally, the civil organization says the ban is against the SADC trade protocol. Meanwhile, Phalime says it is aware that a group of Zimbabweans were recently denied the right to march to their country's embassy in Gaborone.
We heard that there were some Zimbabweans who had planned to march to the embassy, but obviously one has to firstly find out why they were denied permission. Had they applied for a permit? Had they gone through the proper procedures?
One of the concerned Zimbabweans, Mr. Chris Matondo, says they are taking the matter to court after the police denied them the right to march to the embassy and present a petition to Zimbabwe's ambassador to Botswana, Mr. Thomas Mandigora.
Advise our lawyer to approach the court on the matter regarding the turning down of our intentions to march on the last application.
BOCIScores says the situation has reached a level where SADC cannot turn a blind eye, as it has the implication on regional peace and stability. Reporting for Studio 7 in Gaborone, Botswana, this is Martin Gwenya.